Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.414 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and we've got our P-Row here today, kind of taking the boat out a little bit.
Yeah. Listen, I had a canoe here.
I hear you, man. And if you drive it around today, ladies and gentlemen, slow it up. Your braking distance is going to be really off because of this standing water out there. Austin, coming in just mere minutes. He's going to update us on the five-day forecast. And you can point to him if you have any gripes about the weather.
If you have any complaints, yeah. I'll list my email.
Just direct them all to Austin Price, and he'll take care of that. Weather's coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and look at the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, it's raining out there really bad. News Radio 92.3. Due to new scientific data, U.S. Navy's pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas around local military bases. It's part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to PFAS could really increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and in fact, cause some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, CO, commanding officer over at NAS Pensacola, saying this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFASs.
And your second top story this afternoon, the Pensacola City Council has adopted a Vision Zero policy. We've heard of this. It's designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is preventable and that road design can play a role in preventing those deaths. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to factor in the Vision Zero program into their designs anytime the city does a road project.
Yeah, there you go. And now let's take a look at the third item. The future of the Bay Center is going to take center stage during next week's BOCC meeting. Escambia commissioners are considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission's considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. Reeves says the county will discuss having a joint city council and county commission meeting on May 15th, 4:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note do have some heavy congestion. This is going to be on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling both north and southbound towards Muldoon Road. No confirmation of an accident, but I can only imagine one has perhaps taken place there. A lot of backups going both ways. Also have a confirmed accident on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Typically have congestion in that area, but it's looking all the worse right now. And some issues. This is going to be if you are getting off of I-110 southbound, heading downtown Pensacola towards the Pensacola Bay Center. Do have some heavy congestion in that area. Once again, no confirmation of an accident there, but we will keep an eye on it. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. Once again, please stay safe in this heavy rainfall. Speaking of which, if you're in the rain, you're probably shivering. It's 73 degrees right now. Low of 68 tonight with a high percent chance of showers bleeding into your early Saturday. Saturday, we're going to see those rain chances drop but linger, where it will be a high of 77 and a low of 68.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
418 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it's raining here, but not the story in Central and South Florida. Forest Service is reporting a significant increase in fires this season. Now, today, a brush fire in Miami-Dade County has led to the closure of all north and southbound lanes of Highway 1 out of the Florida Keys. Stretch and Card Sound roads have also been closed in both directions. Now, I say that because both of those roads are critical routes into and out of the Keys. So if you have any plans of maybe going south down South Florida this weekend, you might want to expect some delays in that area. And while we're talking about fires, cuts to the Federal Forest and Park Service workforce, leaving wildland firefighting crews really short-staffed. Money makes things happen, I got to tell you. Gary Baumgarten has more for you.
That, according to fire officials in Washington State and Oregon, this as it is anticipated that this year will be an active wildfire season. Forest Service staffing levels were cut in February during Elon Musk's DOGE attempts to reduce federal spending, although a judge ordered them reinstated. The fire officials say many did not come back. The Interior Department maintains firefighting funding is not in jeopardy. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a new bill Florida lawmakers have passed would mandate what most people think common sense should dictate. It bars speeding through flooded waters. The bill, known as No Vehicle Flood Wake Zone, lowers the speed limit in an area when necessary. St. Petersburg City Council member Brandi Gabbard helped push the proposal in Tallahassee, and she says the next step is to work on the state storm water system and help people raise their homes out of harm's way.
How about these numbers here? An estimated 75.3 million. I got it right here. I just was checking my facts. 75.3 million tourists visited Orlando last year, allowing the city to keep its crown as the number one most visited U.S. city. Visit Orlando confirmed that international tourism is rebounding, growing at about 6% in 2024 and making up about 6.5 million visitors annually. Nearly 1.3 million Canadians traveled to Orlando last year, followed by the United Kingdom, Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. It's almost 4:20 here. Do want to let you know that we did have a texter drop in, and also let the record show you can always text in 850-437-1620. But I mentioned getting off of I-10 towards the Pensacola Bay Center in downtown. There's a lot of congestion there. Had this texter dropping in saying that PSC is setting up for a graduation.
There you go. Thank you, texters.
Right. Thank you for letting us know that, so we'll keep an eye on that. 4:20 here, taking that quick break. Back in just a couple minutes with some of the biggest stories happening nationally for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air, and at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the feud between the governor who wants property tax cuts and the House who wants property tax cuts and a sales tax cut. Which proposal makes more sense? Having a new pope who is from the United States of America, from Chicago of all places, very interesting. Talked about the significance of that. And the Escambia County Commission approved $25 million to put artificial turf on the John R. Jones fields. Did they do enough due diligence? Does the math work? Listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National stories this hour.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. We were talking about, well, actually, Austin was talking about the graduations taking place down at the Bay Center. So be aware of that's why you're going to see a lot of traffic back up. The good folks at PSC graduating. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's absolutely cool. Okay, stocks ending mixed today as it awaits the results of a meeting between the U.S. and China on trade. That will happen tomorrow. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed for the day, but down for the week as investors remain cautious ahead of highly anticipated trade talks slated for this weekend in Switzerland between the U.S. and China. The president is floating the idea of bringing tariffs on Chinese imports down to 80% from their current 145% rate, but he said it'll be up to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Shares of the Magnificent Seven stocks were mixed, with Tesla stock rising over 4%, adding to yesterday's gains, with the EV maker stock up for a third straight week. The Dow winners, Boeing, Chevron, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health, Salesforce, and Amgen. The Dow falling 119 points. The Nasdaq up a point. S&P 500 lower by four. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see here. Did get a texter letting us know that there was a slowdown on Gulf Beach Highway by Gary's and Rockies. If you know where those establishments are, there is a slowdown in that area, apparently. Thank you for letting us know that. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the rest of the roads here, once again, as Chris just mentioned a moment ago, there is some heavy backup getting off of I-110 near the Bay Center downtown because of Pensacola State College preparing for a graduation. Also had an accident on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Be on the lookout for that. And we did get confirmation of an accident on Blue Angel Parkway near Muldoon Road. That is causing heavy congestion both north and south. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 68 tonight, with these high rainfall chances lingering into your early Saturday, where the high will be 77, the low will be 68.
Okay, see, if you have an accident, and folks, this is why I'm saying this, because please be extra safe out there driving in this weather. But if you have an accident, my gosh, you got to have the tow truck driver, the cops, I mean, everybody's
right.
And they're not going to be happy about
that's not fun.
They're not going to be happy about being in the rain. So do everybody a favor and just slow it up. Department of Justice opening a criminal investigation into real estate transactions involving a New York attorney general. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The case against New York Attorney General Letitia James centers around real estate transactions in Virginia and New York and accuses her of falsifying bank documents and property records to, quote, acquire government-backed assistance and more favorable loan terms. James, a Democrat whose office has sued President Trump and the Trump Organization, obtained a $450 million judgment against him last year for inflating or deflating the value of properties and other assets in order to get better insurance deals and loans. The president has accused her of bringing the case for political gain and to interfere with the 2024 election. James' attorney says the investigation is, quote, political retribution that Trump threatened to exact against his client. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And President Trump's acting U.S. Attorney General for acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey has arrested the mayor of Newark. Alina Haba says that Newark Mayor Ross Baraka committed trespassing and ignored multiple warnings to leave an immigration detention center this afternoon and has been arrested. Democratic reps Bonnie Watson Coleman, Rob Menendez Jr., and LaMonica McIver were also involved in the incident at Delaney Hall.
Okay, while you're talking about Alina Haba, she's, of course, the interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey. She was really pretty vocal about this incident today. If you don't know, earlier today, a bus of detainees was entering the security gate over at Delaney Hall Detention Center. That's in Newark. A group of protesters, including two members of Congress, Robert Menendez Jr., Bonnie Watson Coleman, and Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, who was arrested, by the way, they caused quite a scene.
We will not stand for anybody getting in the way of getting rid of criminals in this country. It's very simple. Unfortunately, the mayor has publicly for 3 days been saying that he's going to break in, eventually did break in, was given multiple opportunities to remove himself.
Golly, what a nightmare. And a Vermont federal judge is ordering Tufts University student who has been detained since March to be released. Turkish student Remeza Özturk testified virtually today and was ordered to be released on bail while the government's case against her proceeds. It comes as she had been held in custody for more than 6 weeks now at a detention facility in Louisiana.
You know, a lot of these stories, and you're hearing about it first on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening this afternoon, because it is a real busy afternoon. Many things going down. Officials in the Trump administration are calling for major changes to the country's health administration. Mark Meredith has more from Washington.
President Trump's team is imposing sweeping changes to the nation's health bureaucracies, but those changes are not without controversy. Democrats think the administration's spending cuts are putting the public's health at risk. On Thursday, our own Brett Baer sat down with the leaders of the Make America Healthy Again movement as they defended efforts to re-examine everything from the food pyramid to how pharmaceutical companies reach consumers. Brett also pressed Secretary Robert Kennedy about accusations by his former political running mate just a year ago that he's being strong-armed on hiring decisions, including the pick for a new Surgeon General. Over at the FDA, rapid changes are already underway. The new commissioner says his goal is also to ensure things are not business as usual.
And a Virginia resident will be spending more than 30 years in prison for funneling money to ISIS. The Justice Department said yesterday Mohammed Chipa raised funds and sent money to female ISIS members between 2019 and 2022 to fund their escape from prison camps and to fund ISIS fighters. He raised at least $185,000, which he converted to crypto that was smuggled to ISIS members in Syria.
Not a very good weekend to go look for houses, but if you are, mortgage rates slightly higher today. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on that 30-year fixed rate, 6.91%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.22. Coming up in less than 5, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A protest at an ICE detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, involving several Democratic members of Congress, results in the arrest of the city's mayor. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Representatives Bonnie Watson Coleman, LaMonica McIver, and Robert Menendez Jr. got past the fencing and onto the property at Delaney Hall, an ICE facility. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka was with them. While the members of Congress were eventually allowed into the facility, the mayor was not.
Acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Lena Habas says Mayor Baraka is charged with trespassing. President Trump says he will not unilaterally lower a 145% tariff on Chinese goods ahead of trade talks set to get underway this weekend.
An 80% tariff on China seems right, President Trump wrote on social media, but adds it's up to Scott B., referring to the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent.
That's Fox's Jared Halperin. America's listening to Fox News.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's True Blue Band with a blend of upbeat grooves and soulful singing that make True Blue one of the top up-and-coming acts on the Gulf Coast. They're a must-see with R&B, soul, and roots. You'll be dancing the night away at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Well, due to new scientific data, the U.S. Navy is pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas around local military bases. It's part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to that could increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, said that this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFAS.
Well, the city council folks pretty busy this time. They've adopted a Vision Zero policy designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is a preventable death, and that road design and it could really actually play a role in preventing those deaths. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to factor in the Vision Zero program into their designs anytime the city does a road project.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. The future of the Bay Center will take center stage during next week's Board of County Commissioners meeting. Escambia commissioners are considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission is considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. And Reeves said the country will discuss having a joint city council and county commission meeting on May 15th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 435, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. PPD investigators looking into reports of jugging incidents locally. Jugging, I need to tell you about exactly what we're talking about here. Jugging is when a suspect targets somebody that has just made a large cash withdrawal at the bank and follows them to a second location, then breaks into their car to steal the cash. Here's PPD's Mike Wood.
We don't know if they're sitting inside the lobbies watching. We don't know if they're in the teller line next to the victim or watching from the parking lot. So it's very important if you have a large amount of cash, once you leave the inside of the financial institution, that you have that cash in a bag, a box, or not just anywhere but in your hand.
Okay, Mike Wood also tells us that anybody who believes they're being followed can call 911. And they will get an officer to help you out quickly.
And they're cracking down on speeders in Crestview. It's the third city in Okaloosa County to approve speed detection cameras in school zones. Police Chief Stephen McCosker says that they conducted a three-day traffic study and recorded one driver traveling 76 miles an hour. The cameras will be installed near several schools, and the city is hoping to have the cameras active by next school year. Other Northwest Florida communities, such as Gulf Breeze, say that they're watching to see how effective they are and may look into doing the same.
Well, the city is taking up a child care initiative. Mayor Reeves says the city is working to help parents with child care access issues.
What we all know is to advance this community the way we all want to see it. We have to improve outcomes in education, and we really want to take a big, hard emphasis on increasing child care access across the board at the city. So,
and Mayor Reeves says the goal is to increase the quality, quantity, and affordability of child care in the city.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All the way around to Perry. Skates to stick. Here's McDavid. Working past Eichel. McDavid. Oh, Draisaitl. Scores! McDavid and Draisaitl combine for the game winner. Edmonton wins it in overtime.
On ESPN, Leon Draisaitl scored for Edmonton at 15:20 of sudden death. The Oilers beat the Golden Knights in Game 2 in Las Vegas, 5-4. Edmonton leads the best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal. 2-0. The Golden Knights had scored at least 3 goals in 43 consecutive Stanley Cup playoff games. The streak ended last night, second longest such run in NHL history. Vegas, which has never been swept in a playoff series, is down 2-0, heading to Edmonton for Games 3 and 4. Three-time Stanley Cup winning coach with the Chicago Blackhawks, Joel Quenneville, returning to the NHL out of the league since 2021. Quenneville, the new head coach of the Anaheim Ducks. Sitting Ducks, the Golden State Warriors were, against the Timberwolves, playing without Steph Curry and his near 25 points per game average in these playoffs. Curry has a grade 1 strain of his hamstring, suffered in Game 1. He'll be out at least through Game 4. The Warriors lost Game 2 in Minneapolis last night by 24 points, 117-93. Julius Randle scored 24 points. Anthony Edwards and Nikhil Alexander-Walker each had 20 for Minnesota. Without Curry, the Warriors used 14 different players last night. Jimmy Butler led Golden State with 17 points. The series is tied 1-1, heading to San Francisco for the next 2 games. Tomorrow is Game 3. The Pacers host the Cavaliers in Game 3 tonight. Indiana leads 2-0. Nuggets home against the Thunder. Series tied 1-1. Baseball, Pittsburgh Pirates fired manager Derek Shelton. Pittsburgh 12-26, losers of 7 games in a row. Bench coach Don Kelly takes over as interim manager. Pirates host the Braves tonight. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we heard about some NBA Western Conference playoff action there. Got a couple of playoff games tonight. We've got out west, the Nuggets taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder later tonight. But more importantly, in the Eastern Conference, we got the Pacers looking to take a commanding 3-0 lead, playing the one-seed Cleveland Cavaliers. That game's going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage starts at 6. And speaking of which, Tyrese Halliburton, star for the Pacers, is unlikely to be punished for his recent celebration. It was in Game 2 that he was warned by the NBA that he will not be fined for his obscene gesture following Indiana's win. Halliburton was expecting to be disciplined for a dance that has drawn fines in the past.
Well, Wendy Enderle, she lives over in Louisiana, a U.S. master swimmer, says she requested an eligibility review for a competitor she faced for years without knowing the athlete was actually transgender. She says she didn't find out about the player's gender identity until 3 days after their most recent race. She says there needs to be a policy change.
Master swimmers, we do not compete for prize money. We do not have sponsorships. We compete for the love of the sport, and we expect fair competition.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Draymond Green is annoyed with the way he's being portrayed. Instead of taking accountability for his actions, he's turning this into a race issue, which it absolutely isn't. In my opinion, Draymond is a bad teammate of the Warriors' table because he wins. Draymond constantly plays dirty, once punched a teammate in the face, and had despicable comments about Karl Anthony Towns. So if Draymond thinks he's being unfairly portrayed with a large amount of evidence against him, well, it's laughable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worried about your battery and the heat? We get it. You don't want to get stranded somewhere with a car that feels like an oven. We've got you covered at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Our free battery testing and charging service can help. And if you need a battery, we'll help you find a new one, no problem. Power through with free battery testing and charging at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, questions are being raised about Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's health after an article reporting that some of his current and former staffers are pretty concerned about that. Here's the latest from Fox.
Another story about Senator Fetterman and his mental health. And this time, this new report is detailing how the Pennsylvania Democrat apparently had a total meltdown at a meeting with a teachers union. So the AP's Mark Levy writes this. Before long, Fetterman began repeating himself, shouting and questioning, "Why everybody is mad at me? Why does everyone hate me? And what did I ever do?" slamming his hands on a desk. Right after, a bombshell New York Magazine piece came out claiming Fetterman was nearly struck by a car and was found wandering around the Capitol. Now, Fetterman checked himself into a hospital last year for depression.
And Washington State and California leading a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the president's so-called energy emergency. Trump declared a national energy emergency to bypass reviews of the Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, and the National Preservation Act. The lawsuit claims the basis for the president's order doesn't exist, and 15 states are part of the lawsuit that seeks an injunction to stop his actions.
444, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Watch your breaking distance. Austin, coming up in just in a mere few minutes, talking about the weather situation and that traffic. So hold on for that. FDA is approaching and approving new food dyes after it announced last month it was working to phase out several synthetic colors. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Last month, the FDA said it was working to revoke authorization for citrus red number 2 and orange B, and that it was working with industry to phase out the use of six other synthetic petroleum-based dyes, including red dye 40. Now the FDA says they've approved three new colors, a blue color from an algae plant, a butterfly pea flower extract for brighter blues, purples, and some greens, and calcium phosphate for white. In January, the process began to phase out red dye 3 under the Biden administration. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry said in a statement, their expedited decision-making here underscores their intent to transition away from petroleum-based dyes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, the infant mortality rate in the U.S. fell last year. Lisa LaSera has the details for us.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says, according to preliminary data, the number of infant deaths dropped to about 5.5 per 1,000 live births in 2024 from about 5.6 per 1,000 live births where it had been for the past 2 years. The U.S. infant mortality rate has been worse than other high-income countries, which experts have attributed to inadequate prenatal care, among other things. In 2023, federal health officials began recommending an RSV antibody shot for infants and a vaccine against the virus for women between 32 and 36 weeks of pregnancy. Dr. Amanda Williams, the interim chief medical officer for the March of Dimes, says that effort is probably one explanation for the improvement. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. As promised, Austin Price taking a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some very heavy backups on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling north or southbound towards Muldoon Road. There was an accident in that area. Also had one on Pine Forest Road. Worsening congestion traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we've got some very heavy congestion at the Bay Center in the downtown Pensacola area because of a Pensacola State graduation being orchestrated. As for the weather, obviously it's rainy. We're sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Saturday and Sunday both going to have rain chances. Not as severe as today, though. Highs are going to be just under 80, and lows are going to be in the high 60s.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today as investors await details regarding talks between U.S. and Chinese officials that are happening this weekend. The Dow falling nearly 120 points, the S&P 500 dropping 4, and the Nasdaq gained 1 point. President Trump today backing the idea of raising taxes on the richest Americans while suggesting that his fellow Republicans should probably oppose it. Trump, in a Truth Social post this morning, said he and all others would graciously accept even a tiny tax increase for the rich for the benefit of lower and middle income workers. Data analytics and AI software firm Palantir is joining the top 10 largest U.S. tech companies by market cap. Shares rose about 8%, lifting the company's valuation to $281 billion. U.S. crude oil futures for June are up nearly 2%, sitting just above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, you need need to really be aware of the severity of this Newark airport crisis. The airport is having a lot of communications problems. They had another communications outage earlier today. Lydia Hunt is at Newark Airport with more.
The FAA confirming to Fox Business that there was another 90-second communication and radar outage that happened around 3:55 this morning. This one in the Philadelphia area, but it impacted the Newark, New Jersey airspace. That first one happening earlier last week, that outage prompting major concerns about our aging air traffic control infrastructure, leading our Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, to call for a massive overhaul. Now, the FAA's plan will replace this outdated telecommunications equipment. It will replace hundreds of radars, build 6 new air traffic control centers, and add 174 new weather stations.
And the USPS Board of Governors selecting former Waste Management CEO David Steiner for Postmaster General. Steiner is currently a FedEx board member, and he'll leave the FedEx board and is expected to join the USPS in July. His selection comes after former Postmaster General Louis DeJoy resigned in March. The USPS posted a net loss of $9.5 billion last year.
News Radio 92.3, if you're a frequent flyer, I'm sure you've come across a little bit of heated conversation at airline ticket counters, things, you know, not making flights and things. There was a goodie, I mean a real goodie here I want to share with you. Heated exchange between Frontier Airlines reps and a father of three sparked outrage online. Ted Linder has more.
The customer, who arrived 50 minutes before his flight at Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina, was denied check-in over a $25 late fee and claims the agents mocked and berated him when he protested. The confrontation captured on video has since gone viral.
You were about to let me check in,
and you decided you ain't going to let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for.
The back and forth with the agents lasted for about 20 minutes before he decided to pay the fee. Frontier has responded, cutting ties with the third-party workers involved and confirming they're no longer representing the airline. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And President Trump reportedly thinking about raising income taxes on wealthy Americans. Several media outlets say that Trump is considering the tax hike to help pay for the larger tax breaks he enacted in 2017, which are set to expire next year. The new proposal would raise taxes on people who earn more than $2.5 million a year from 37% to just under 40, which is where they were before the 2017 tax breaks.
Here's what I got to do. This is kind of haunting that this came around. This story came up this afternoon. And went, uh-oh. Are you looking to buy flowers for your mom? Mother's Day Sunday.
Tis the season.
Well, they might cost you a little bit more this year thanks to tariffs. Well, here's a reporter Kinsey Beach with the details.
80% of roses are imported from Ecuador. Peonies are brought in from France.
Hundreds of thousands of stems make their way through wholesalers' doors this week alone. We Got Flowers is one of many buying and distributing to florists from Tucson to Flagstaff and everywhere in between. Growers to wholesalers, florists to consumers, it's gonna cost a little bit more. So where can you save? Opting for a non-traditional flower like cactus and succulents, or finding greenery and filler flowers grown on the West Coast.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous headlines for you, some pop culture notes as we head you in to the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's 1 in 5 children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.455 News Radio 92.3. Go ahead, crank it up.
Yeah, we've been jamming in here.
AC/DC, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Good band.
Very distinct.
I like it. Heck, goes right along with our weather situation here. Yeah, 455. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price making his way in, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, a lot of spots of note. Got some very heavy congestion on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be traveling in both directions towards Muldoon Road. Be on the lookout for that. There was an accident there earlier this hour. Also have some heavy congestion on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. There was an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon as well. Last major spot that we don't normally expect this time every afternoon is going to be if you are getting off of I-110 towards the Bay Center in downtown Pensacola. PSC is doing a graduation there, causing some heavy congestion. So be on the lookout for cars and, of course, people passing, crossing the street and everything. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Of course, going to be rainy throughout this evening and a little bit into your weekend, though it won't be as severe. Highs are going to be just under 80 and lows going to be just below 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Before we get into pop culture, I'm just wondering what gowns they have on tonight. Is it going to be white or green gowns?
I think, isn't it typically green?
I think it is.
I can't remember if I went to my
PSC
graduation.
Anyway, so you're going to see a green out there. I was so blessed not to have to graduate in the wet.
Yes.
What a mess, you know. Hey, you guys from PSC, way to go. Congratulations to you.
Absolutely.
Nice job done. One of my favorite all-time albums came out in the early 70s. It was called The Who's Next. And okay, here we are in the year 2025, and The Who are calling it The Farewell Tour. This is sad. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The song is over. Legendary rock band The Who will bid farewell with their aptly named The Song is Over North American Farewell Tour, kicking off August 16th in Florida. 81-year-old frontman Roger Daltrey, along with 79-year-old Pete Townsend, made the announcement Thursday, promising to deliver hits from their remarkable six-decade career. The tour will hit major cities, including New York, Toronto, Los Angeles, and Vancouver, before wrapping up September 28th in Las Vegas. The Who earned their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 1990. The powerhouse duo has carried on despite the deaths of drummer Keith Moon in 1978 and bassist John Entwistle in 2002. Tickets go on sale next week. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And a British woman is being awarded about $40,000 after her co-workers compared her to Darth Vader. Now, please allow me to elaborate.
Please do.
An employment judge in London ruled in favor this week of Loma Rook, a blood donation worker for the National Health Service, who resigned her post in 2021 after her fellow employees compared her to the Star Wars villain on the psychological test. The judge ruled that Rook had suffered a detriment in the workplace, somehow, and awarded her nearly $40,000 in compensation. I mean, obviously, I'm assuming this falls under some sort of layer of harassment, workplace harassment.
I think so, sure.
But I'm interested to know how far this went. They said psychological test compared her to Darth Vader?
She didn't wear the black gown and a black headset, did she? And all.
I mean, if someone said you look like Darth Vader,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, you know, it could be, and then again, it maybe not.
Yeah, it would only be cool if that's the look you were going for.
Yeah, especially if that did not offend the person.
Right.
Oh, you're ugly. Okay. Okay, listen, the daughter of a famous actress was arrested during protest at Columbia University in NYC. Michelle Polino comes back with the story.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard's daughter was arrested at this week's Columbia University protest. 18-year-old Ramona Sarsgaard, who attends Columbia College, was slapped with a criminal trespassing charge, along with nearly 80 demonstrators taken into custody during anti-Israel protests at the Ivy League school. Protesters stormed Butler Library as students prepared for final exams Wednesday, shoving past security guards and disrupting studying students. At least two school safety officers were injured. Officials say demonstrators draped large signs over bookshelves, scrawled "Columbia will burn" on a glass case, and marked tables with colored tape. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Who's going to pay for that? Who actually ends up paying for that?
I hope the people that did it.
There's that operative word, hope.
Yes, one can dream.
Okay, tickets for a much-anticipated stage adaptation of the film Purple Rain go on sale today. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The stage musical based on Prince's legendary movie Purple Rain is getting its world premiere in October at the State Theater in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis. It's the first theatrical work authorized by the estate of Prince, who died in 2016. The film, released in 1984, is the story of an up-and-coming Minneapolis rock musician, and its 13-times platinum soundtrack album earned Prince Grammy and Academy Awards. The musical is being billed as pre-Broadway, and no casting announcements have been made. You can learn more and get tickets at purplerainbroadway.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, coming up this next hour, Austin Price with the most important information of the day, your weather and traffic, and how to deal with it this afternoon. That will be coming up in less than 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3. Hey, have a great afternoon, everybody.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.